This is WCRS-FM. Welcome to Hack Thought. We are a radio show about things you don't think to think about. I invented this word, Hack Thought. It means a lot of different things. My name's Mike. I'm the host of the show. I'll give you a chance to call in and talk about Hack Thoughts, but you don't even know what they are yet. That's like people, isn't it? Just call. You don't even know you want to call in. I guarantee you don't know what it is. Well, what's Hack Thought? It's the things that come off of slugs. It's not, but you are already ready to dial in, even though I didn't even tell you what it is yet. Thoughts you don't think to think about. These are ideas that we just let sit around in our head and don't really examine ever. Do we need shoelaces? It's a great hack thought. You're really committed to them. Is the future we should be striving for a shoelaceless one? Say that 10 times. Shoelaceless one. Shoelaceless one was the name of my superhero. I was supposed to be in one of those big comic book movie universes, and they thought it was stupid. And I mean, they're right. So on today's show, we are going to talk about betting, hack thoughts about betting, things we don't need to do in betting, betting, pillows, blankets, whatever. And I invite you to call up to challenge me or to maybe I have things in my blind spot. We can do whole episodes on what you think is a hack thought with betting. Classic hack thought with betting, which isn't what we're going to talk about today, but, you know, should we make the bet? It's a classic. Every kid in the world has used that line to get out of making their bed. You know, it's going to get messy tomorrow. You know, why should we make it today? And then, of course, for some reason, we're young and wide-eyed and we have that great idea of not making beds and somehow it goes away. I don't make my bed. But, you know, I do think I would judge someone before we get to our actual hack thought today. We're talking about making beds. I don't really make my bed. My significant other does make the bed a little bit, but I do think I would judge someone if I went to their house and their bed was really not made. I do think I would judge them. I do think I would, yeah, I think, if the whatever those, the elastic sheets are that go under the bed, which, oh goodness, can you imagine, people invented making bed before making making beds before those existed. Before those fitted sheets that like fit under elastic, that's how you know we're stuck to this idea as a society. Because right now you're like, oh yeah, I can make my bed because all you have to do is fold the stuff on top. And you're a little bit right. But making beds was invented in a time when someone had to somehow learn, you know, how to get that thing to tuck under the mattress and stay there forever, or pin it using a donkey's hoof or whatever they would use a million years ago. I mean, yeah, we've been that attached to it that the eons, y'all, the centuries before we invented elastic or before we invented fitted sheets, that people decided we need to make beds every single day is mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. Maybe we'll have a bed-making. Maybe this topic is too grand for us bed-making. We need to find out what was the system like with lords when you were a serf. Was there a fitted sheet serf who would fix them? Do people remember the word serf? Maybe not. It's taught to you in like fifth grade social studies. Also, if you know what social studies is, give me a call. I don't really know. I think that's a hack thought. But that's for another day. The word social studies, I don't know how it's distinguished from history. We're not going to talk about that. Today's topic is pillows. Now, personally, I don't think pillows work ever. Now, I hear you yelling at your car radios. I hear you yelling at the gym. I can actually hear you specifically that I'm talking to. I can hear you yelling at the gym about what I just said. I don't think pillows work ever. And your reaction to that, of me saying that and thinking it sounds ridiculous, is exactly everyone's reaction to a hack thought. It's ideas we don't think to think about. So in our minds, the classic reaction to a hack thought happened the other day. I'll tell you something about myself before we get to pillows. Am I trying to fill time? No, this is how I talk. I'm a very roundabout person. The classic reaction to a hack thought happened the other day with my significant other. I said, I have a problem. I may even be have a condition that has to do with numbers and dyslexia, but I'm untested. I don't really understand like years. And one of my problems is that when you're born, you are 0 years old. which makes no sense. So the classic hack thought reaction, because we all know how that's defined and some people understand it better than others, you're saying to yourself, yes, you're 0 years old, you're one in a year. Okay, great, you defend that. But then on the other side of it, centuries, zero equally one century, first century. So how explain that? So the classic reaction to a hack thought is to go, of course pillows work. Of course pillows work, but they don't. Hey, you know how you have that heirloom pillow that was passed down to you from your great-great-grandmother, except that no one does? Because pillows last, in my estimation, exactly 1 to 5 minutes. I have bought many, many pillows over the years. Many. I think at this point, I'm going through about 2 pillows every 2 years. Why not 1 pillow a year? Didn't want to say it, because that's not what it is. I'm not running some average. This isn't like, you know, some scientist is coming in and measuring everything we do here. I go through 2 pillows every 2 years. I buy 2 pillows. And what I end up doing, which is disgusting, is I kind of like will save the old pillows and stuff them into themselves. But anyway, the point here is this. Is there a better solution to pillows? Is there a better solution to pillows? Should we be trying to fix it? There's a few things that I have a problem with. One, the pillow's movability seems to be only there because our pillows suck. So the only reason you have to move your pillow is because, man, pillows are almost always garbage, so you have to be able to move them in order to position yourself in the world. Which means the pillow isn't really working in the first place. Why isn't it built into the mattress? The fact that we have chairs built into mattresses, automatic motorized chairs built into mattresses, and we don't have pillows built into mattresses is weird. Now, the problem with this show, right away, you say, this is the first episode I'm hearing. I want to be into this. I want to call in. The problem with the show is this, is that I will really overthink a hack thought. Now, how much do you think is overthinking? You say, well, someone who gets a Nobel Prize, they're probably working on their experiment for, you know, a decade before they get the Nobel Prize. How long are you thinking about it? I'd say exactly an hour before I start. And that turns into this military general plan of how to defeat every single thing about pillows working. But we're not going to do that. What I've got to do is have patience. And I'm not going to say every point I have about pillows. I'm sure this will come back as we continue the show. What we're going to do is we're going to open the lines and we're going to talk to people and you guys are going to call in. And if you think that pillows are good, now, mind you, in my future, if you're not thinking of calling in my future, pillows don't exist. I'm not saying like, oh, we need to invent a better pillow. We do. And there's a whole industry behind it. I don't have to defend that. I'm saying pillows do not need to exist. Call up, prove me wrong, defend your pillow. If you love your pillow, please. It needs love. It cannot speak for itself. Can it? Can your pillow speak for itself? Call in. Let's open up the lines right now. Caller, you are on the air. Today on Hack Thought, we are talking about pillows. I see a future without needing pillows at all. Do you think we should save them, throw them into space? Tell me about it. What do you think?
Thanks for having me, Mike. I'm not sure if we need pillows. I'm sort of a pillow, I'm a pillow connoisseur. I have a Tempur-Pedic pillow I've had for like 12 years, right, that I've been like clamoring onto. I like to travel with it. I'm sort of a snob in that sense. My girlfriend, she could definitely sleep. She definitely does sleep without pillows. Like, she'll just rest her head on the bed and be totally fine. I've seen different ads for these like square pillows. Have you seen these? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I know what you're talking about, but there's a million more interesting things first. Okay, I will admit, without naming brands, yeah, I had a memory foam pillow for a while, and it was okay. It did last. I don't like it as much as the fluffy pillow. But my point to the memory foam pillow is just that, is why isn't it built into the bed? The pillow's made out of memory foam, surely a little notch towards the head of the bed where there's some more memory foam for your head is making progress. But your girlfriend, okay, I have just learned about this. I've just learned about it. There's lots of people that do not sleep with pillows. I don't want to associate myself with this camp, but it
I'm not in the subreddit, by the way. I'm not in this no pillow subreddit.
No, yeah, that's not. I'm not a subscribed to that MailChimp. But the whole thing I'm saying is that this group exists too, and they're not being vocal enough about. How did you react when you? Because someone in my life doesn't sleep with a pillow, and it caused me to be. I totally shamed them. I reacted completely wrong. Did you say anything? Were you cool about it when, like, you went to her place and I was like, "There's no pillows on the bed."
I'll also clarify that, like, she, you know, she isn't like an anti-pillow activist. Don't get me wrong. I'm looking at the bed. There's, like, you know, still like 14 decorative pillows, right? Like. It's definitely a pro pillow household, but in the middle of the night, I'll just look over and of course there's not a pillow to be seen because she's like somehow just, you know, laying on the mattress.
I'll admit I am anti decorative pillow, but that's because there's too many stinking pillows. So if there were no pillows at all, I could be like, oh, great decorative pillows so that there's some pillows on here at all. To be cool and you can throw them off the bed. But right now you're dealing with accidental throwing away of the regular pillow. But does she ever sleep on the decorative pillows?
No. No one's supposed to. I'll like do workouts where like if it's hard on my knees, I'll like put a pillow down. And I think she's like, are you really just going to like put your knee sweat on my pillow? But like, these are just for show. No one's ever putting their head on them. If anything, people are just like leaning on them for their back. Like it's nothing.
You'd think she'd lean into that like, oh, we have the fanciest gym, home gym in the world. It's all these nice ornate Victorian gym.
One yoga mat.
Well, but like even yoga mats, like I've seen really pretty yoga mats. Let's lean into that as well. Like where's the decorative pillow in the gym as a thing? I'll say this too. I throw this out there. I have learned that doing ab exercises on your bed is not that much different than doing them on the ground. So I'm fully in favor of you just exercising fully in the bed. I don't know why you wouldn't, if your knees, like, that's the thing, right? Like perfect hack thought right there. A thought you don't think to think about. You do exercises and your feet or knees feel, or back feel horrible on the ground. And yet you have a bed, which is exactly the size of a mat you would use or the space you're using at a gym to exercise on. And nobody thinks to combine the two dreams.
You have to be in a different place, at least for my brain as well. Like I can't work in bed because then I'll just like, you know, slouch down and fall asleep and be comfortable. And then it ruins the sensation of like, oh, I'm in bed. Tonight is over. Right. Like I'm not checking my email.
You don't want to be like the grandparents from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh my God.
No. Who seemingly have nothing wrong with them. I just want to throw that out there. So everyone remembers. I'm not saying if you're bedridden, like, and because of something going on with you, great. Like, we love you. Grandpa Joe just gets up when he's like, oh, chocolate, neat. Like, it's fine. Everything's fine with them. They're just lazy.
I got sick last year, like last March with COVID. Obviously, like, I'm fine and everything. But for those, like, 5 days I was really, really sick, I felt like, you know, the grandparents of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like, not getting up at all. Like, you know, like, you know, girlfriend's handing me soup and tea.
We do have to go, but I have to let you go for now. Your opinion has been logged about pillows. Pillows will not be saved is what I'm hearing from you. But travel pillow different, everyone. That is an exclusion. So you want to travel with that memory foam pillow, great. But otherwise, that has nothing to do with your bed. The bed's in the same place every night. But I will say this, I am the opposite of that. If you've ever seen WALL-E or Akira, I am fully in favor of the desk that is a bed that I don't have to leave, like a pod.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so in favor of that. All right, we're going to have to let you go. Okay.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
On the line is Bill. Bill is one of the inventors of the word hack thought. Bill is one of the prime contributors to the idea of this word on the internet, thinking of hack thoughts. Bill, lay it on us. Pillows, do we need them? Should we get rid of them? Can they be thrown into the sun? Can they be improved? What do you think?
I would like to hold on to pillows. I like them very much, but I think they can be improved. Because
wrong.
They-
hung up. No, that was a warning. Take a hard line here, Bill.
All right. Well, I kind of figured that you were gonna shoot down the use of pillows.
Middle of the road. What does that do for anyone? That's what we're doing right now, waffling with pillows. Come on, give us some progress here.
I like them. I think they feel comfortable. I like it.
You know, okay. You like softness, correct. Why does a pillow have to be that source of softness? Do you use a pillow for your lounging chairs? Would you put a pillow on a lazy type boy? A Barca lounger? A reclining?
I have before.
So, but wait. This is what I'm saying. So are you saying we should be adding pillows to all of those devices?
I think it's, you know, it's nice when it's optional. Like, I like when it's optional. If I want, like, an additional source of soft, it is nice to have the additional source of soft, but it should not be thrust upon everyone.
Well, the reclining chair is actually a great example as to why this is a ridiculous idea. The reclining chair, people have said, do we need ottomans? They're in the way. I'd like ottomans to be optional. Bing, bang, boom. Reclining chair, pull a lever, it comes out. Why is that not what we're doing with pillows?
I get that. I still just, I don't know. I like them. I think they're comfortable. What do you have a proposed alternative to pillows? And like, if somebody would like this additional softness, do you think it should just protrude out of like the structure itself? Like, should there be like a section that's like the head support section?
So, Bill, you're very familiar with the idea of hack thoughts. So, but I'm going to lay something for people that haven't had these ridiculous debates with me. Let's be clear. I talked earlier about the reaction to hack thoughts being like, well, we can't get rid of it. This is the second, like the stages of grief of a hack thought. The second stage of encountering a hack thought is this idea that we could never invent anything else. We could never invent. So before I answer your question, it's still diverting the question, isn't it? That well, how do we don't need to get rid of pillows, and now you want me to invent a new thing. You know?
Okay. So I guess with reclining chairs, if there's a way to stick the pillow to it, because yeah, then when you recline it doesn't fall off. So there's a comfortable way that you can like secure it. I don't want to say Velcro, but something like Velcro.
No, that's a pillow with Velcro. That's a pillow with Velcro. You have to admit before we do this that you think there's a... Look, if I come up with a... I want stakes, because the whole point of discussing hack thoughts is that there exists an alternative and that the regular method, whatever it may be, whatever thing we may be discussing, isn't necessarily necessary or even necessarily necessary, necessarily good. So, I am saying this. If I give you a solution to creating a pillow out of a reclining chair, I will continue to talk about that with you. Because you are a dear friend and a great mind. But you then have to admit that having pillows is a hack thought. So will you? Do you agree to these terms?
Yes.
The shame of intellectual debate. You could have it the same way. Why can't you have the ottoman on a reclining chair? You pull a lever, it comes out. Why can't there mm-hmm. alternatively be a second lever that the head pushes out and pushes towards your head? And that the comfy, soft thing that's backwards, sunken in to the chair, that just pushes forward. What is that not exactly what the foot thing is? And that exactly what the ottoman option is with that lever?
No, I guess that would be. That would be that. But I'm just curious, what is the negative effect received from just pillows? Like, what is their detriment to society or something? Like, what is it?
They don't work. First of all, they die constantly. They're constantly just, you know, breaking down, degrading, and going into nothing. We go through a lot more pillows than we want to admit. Secondly, we have no formal pillow housery when we want, like, a lot of people are saying this optional thing, and or the travel thing, but we have no pillow housery. So many people travel with pillows. There's no backpacks. That's not a constant in backpacks to travel with it. So many people have decorative pillows. There is no decorative pillow hutch that we throw our decorative. We just, like, the classiness of the decorative pillow is instantly degraded by the idea of you having a pile of pillows, like someone lost something in a pillow factory in the ground. on the ground, you have these nice decorative pillows, and your solution is to just chuck them on the ground. Surely you think we are messing around with pillows too much. We're not. We've had pillows for eons, centuries.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've never particularly understood the decorative pillow. I've never seen the pillow. Like,
now hold on. I'm gonna let you finish. But now, suddenly, a little bit into the conversation, you admit there's pillows that you don't like.
Yeah, no, those are the ones that I typically avoid. I like the ones that I can rest my head on. Normally, decorative ones are more decorative than they are comfortable, which kind of defeats the purpose of a pillow. You just need a thing to make whatever it is on look more decorative. So it's kind of like you have these little uncomfortable like pillows with these usually embroidered or there's something fancy on it, but then it's just to make that like love seat look comfortable or look fun, look more engaging for when you're like, so this is my house and this is the living room that we've really been working a lot on.
Hey, those are degrade people that work on their living rooms because and I'm about I'm to not, degrade you. But I want to make this clear, listeners. I'm being meaner. Sir, I have the mute button here. I'm degrading Bill quite a bit more because I know him. If you call up, I will be much gentler towards you. But Bill deserves to be mushed into the ground like a worm. Bill.
I'm not degrading people working on their houses.
It sounds like you are. You've tried to.
No, it's the using the pillow is like the. So this really brings a room together. It's like, I think pillows are strictly for like, if you want like additional comfort, it's not necessarily the like. The showiness. It's just
got
like,
you.
I don't know.
I got you.
How?
Because I was saying I got you.
How?
Gotten. You are saying you because wait for it. You are saying you only like pillows for function. Pillows have no direction right now for function. They are all over the place when it comes to function. As I said, break down. As I said, they're people. How many pillows do you go through, sir? How many pillows do you go
through?
How many pillows have you owned in your life?
Probably 20, 30.
Insane. You'd think Bill was a man in his 90s for having that many pillows. This is a man in the prime of his life who's had almost as many pillows as years. This is insane. So if your thing is function, here's my point. If it's a thing of function, then there's no focus on function at all. It's all of, I'll tell you something else that I think is crazy. It's not even just that we don't have pillows that are built into beds, pillows that are built into chairs, retractable pillows that are built in. There's no plan. It's like there's no, pillow holder. Surely there's people who want a pillow holder. What do? We just get another pillow. It's like right now pillows are the Minecraft of like comfort. It's just like, how do you build more? How do you make your pillow more comfort? Oh, get another pillow, stack it on top of the pillow. Oh, how do you make that pillow better? Get a third pillow, pillow the pillow. Like there's no, let me tell you one of the great advancements in pillow history, in my opinion. The pillow designed to go between your knee.
Yes.
Instead of for years, people were putting pillows between their knees and no one was doing anything about it. It's just like, use a pillow. That's what I'm saying. There's no direction here. So this is the reason why I've got you. Because even if you only want pillows for comfort, your whole point should be, and we should have better decorative pillows that easily get out of my way. You also want, right? You're admitting, even though you've been, I mean, it's probable that we're never going to get these people to call in again. I don't want these people to feel ashamed. We're going to have to hold a benefit for people that work on their living room to make it look nice. You degraded people that work on their living room. Degraded them.
Yes, clearly I did.
But you're willing to admit that it's only there to be decorative and not to be comfortable, which some of those people will try and claim that it's there for comfort too. And I'm not about that. Don't you want a decorative pillow that easily gets out of your way? What if there was a flap for decorative pillow? But there's going to be decorative pillows anyway. You can't stop it. Wouldn't you want more functional decorative pillows as well? What if there's, yeah. What if decorative pillows, like, you know how sometimes in old movies, like, what was the one with Sinatra, The Seven Hounds? What if it like flips around? You can pull a latch and the decorative pillow flips back inside the chair. Huh?
like a prohibition style gambling room?
Yeah. Yeah. What's the Frank Sinatra movie in The Seven Hounds? Someone will know.
What is it? Robin and the Seven Hoods?
Yeah, that's it. There you go. Robin and the Seven Hoods. Remember, they have that. They have the secret drinking hall. Like, what if that's how decorative pillows worked? Because there's no push, because everyone's just like, yeah, pillows are great. Like, there's no push to make pillows more functional. That's why I got you. Because you want more function to the decorative pillow. It never happened. No one will ever invest that kind of technology in the decorative pillow. It's got to come from the real pillow first. I've spoken to people in the pillow industry. Did I get
okay,
you?
True. Yes, you did.
Okay. Thank you. So how are you going to repent? What other thoughts do you have for our listeners before you go about pillows, about things that they should consider in how to live in their pillow lifestyle and get rid of their pillows or keep their pillows? What pillows are you working with right now?
Let us know. What pillows are...
All the things I asked in a few sentences.
I don't know. I have varying levels of pillows. Mostly just they are soft items I like, but they're pretty much contained into the bedroom that is only intended for myself and my significant other. So it's not really like the looking at space. This is just like this aids me in my sleep. So they are contained to within here. Could they be more organized, or could they be reduced into a more functioning one? Yeah, probably.
I'll throw this out for you, Bill, for you to think about. Why don't we make the bed with the pillows underneath the bottom fitted sheet? Think about that. Think about that, and we're going to let you go and make room for the next caller.
Cool. You've broken me on that one.
I've broken you. Good. On the line now for Hack Thought, Rachel, pillows, should we get rid of them? What is your...
Absolutely not.
Okay. Go Absolutely ahead and defend not. It.
I mean, like, you have a space from your shoulder to your head. You need something to support your head so that it's even. Like, when you're sleeping on your side, do you never sleep on your side?
Of course I sleep on my side. My entire point is that... Are you successfully filling that gap? Let's go out there right now. Are you using pillows to successfully fill said gap? Is it comfortable?
Absolutely.
How many... Yes. How many pillows do you have currently?
Okay, so this is a loaded question.
Okay.
I happen to have a lot of pillows, but I only, when I sleep, I only sleep on one. I'm chilling out, I have another three.
Three? Yeah. Where are these going? How long is your neck, madam? Where do they go?
Like, so if I'm hanging out and I'm just like chilling in bed and don't want to get out yet, then I like have them like for my back to support me, like sort of sitting. But sometimes I like to use pillows like all around me, you know, like I'm being hugged by pillows. Like when I was pregnant, a body pillow was like necessary for like back support. So I just kind of like kept that practice going.
What's that other one called? I've heard it be called like a pillow husband. It's like the one that like, it looks like.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's not the body pillow.
I know what you mean. It looks like an arm, right?
It looks like a big pillow that has arms, like Cherry from Pee-wee's Playhouse. Yes. And it goes behind your back and then gives you armrest. And the body pillow brings up great points. Why is it that we don't have pillows built into our beds, like a body pillow, right? Like, I've also heard this weird description that you have where people put this like barrier around them of pillows. It's like, where's the customizability of pillows in this world? For there's, we've got the leg, the pillow between the leg. They build that now. Where's the, for these weird people that have to live in a pillow trench, that's what I'm saying is get rid of pillows, embrace pillow trenches.
Okay, so I have a sleeping pad that has a pillow built into it.
We are going up in pillow numbers by the second. What flexibility do you want?
I mean, I like to know that I could just like move around and have like and make the pillow be what I need it to be. If my bed had the pillows in it, like first of all, just like think about how expensive mattresses are. That's already a whole situation right there. But you also have to get sheets to match that. Like what? It gets too complicated. Mattresses are not something that you can customize so easily without it costing a ridiculous amount of money. This is why we have pillows. I made my point.
Well, I'll let you get off the air, but I'll add this. I'll add this to things is that we are still going. We are still spending that money on pillows. People, remember that we are not like buying the beds and it's like and it comes with pillows and you're never gonna buy new pillows or throw out your old pillows. We're still spending these expenses to make our custom pillow whirl, and they're making new sheets for like beds that the bed that has the chair built into it. I have to say that to everyone. There exists a whole brand of beds that have pneumatic lifts in it to let you sit up in bed. Like they will make the accessories. I feel like we're
like the Sleep Number.
I don't. Well, thank you for saying brand names after you've been asked not to. The idea is that they will make a sheet for it. We have robot stuff within the bed already, and they make sheets for that. So I'm just leaving that with everyone. We already have customizability, and you already are having to pay for the pillows already. This is another reaction to Hack Thoughts that people have, you know.
But have you ever purchased one of those robotic beds? They're super expensive, and it doesn't come like close to the cost of a mattress and pillows.
All I'm saying is this is another reaction to Hack Thoughts. This is another reaction to making progress in the world. It's like, it will be too expensive. You know how much a computer cost in 1983? Do you know how much any of these things cost? Come on, we need to make progress in the world. We've had the same pillow situation, which is buy bad pillows and kind of fluff them up until it's better for eons now.
But it's also just not efficient to have something so like large be so specific. You know, like
I will again point to the chair that reclines using a lever. We've done it before. The bed that is a robot thing. It's a classic reaction. It's okay. It won't work. This is another classic reaction to Hack Thoughts. It won't work even though we've never tried it. There's no way it will ever work even though we've never tried it. I mean, making the thing I proposed to everybody too is making your bed with the pillows underneath the fitted sheet. What's so bad about that?
I've done that. I can't move the pillows around. I like to move the pillows around.
Well, it's a fair point about pillows, moving them around. I'll let you get off the air now. Thank you, Rachel.
Okay.
This is Hack Thought, the radio show. You are on the line. Adam, pillows, how do you feel?
Hi, Mike, long-time listener, first-time caller. I am adamantly pro-pillows. I can't believe we're having this conversation because... I don't know. Maybe I was raised with them and I'm just used to them. Have you tried not having a pillow? You just can't fall asleep. It's so bad that our ancestors, our cave-dwelling, less than hominid ancestors were even, you know, they would like put a rock under their neck. Just to
Would they put a rock under their neck, or did you just make that up?
I have seen enough cartoons to know.
The Flintstones certainly put rocks under their necks. But
yeah, I think it's less like... Well, to a certain
it's
extent,
less like. Are you gonna start to? Straight. Are you just gonna start to defend what you saw on the Flintstones?
No, it's not like I was gonna say like yeah, it's nice to like put your head down in something soft, but I think it's even more about like keeping your vertebrae straight, isn't it? That's not even a joke. That's just like I think that's why people need pillows.
I don't know. Several times on the show so far, people have talked about someone in their life. I recently had this person revealed to me that don't use pillows at all. They sleep on a bare bed. There are no pillows there. And they do say like when your back hurts to lay, again, we are not medical advice. I don't know how you would get that the show is medical advice, but I have heard people say like, lay down on the floor if your back hurts.
Intriguing. Yeah. Maybe that's about the rigidity
Why not build the pillows into the mattress? Is my question.
Okay, I think you're asking the wrong questions here.
Okay.
I think
thank you.
we're saying it's coming down to, it doesn't need to be bedding at all. You need something hard and rigid. We should move back to sleeping on wood planks with stone pillows. Yeah, I support that.
But to this exact point, the pillow has remained unchanged for eons now. I said this to almost every caller. The pillow is the same.
Tempur-Pedic would like a word with you.
Again, everyone stop using brand names. But they memory foam, okay, fine. But memory foam brings up a great idea, which is that they are shaped. They are they conform to what you need. Why not simply have a block of memory foam in the shape of a pillow? It will conform to your head however you want. Like, in other words, there's a big bump of memory foam at the back of your bed built into the bed, and you don't have to arrange your pillow.
Are you pitching this on a reality show to get invested?
Yes.
Is that the end game here?
Are you out?
I'm afraid I would.
I need $70,000. Not
The mattress game is really intense right now. I've read some things about like blogging and the mattress game. And
yeah.
How to move units over there. They're intense. Dude,
I mostly need the $70,000 so that I can build like protection around myself, because apparently everybody loves pillows. The majority of the R&D is going to go to me stapling a pillow to the top of a sheet. And that's it. I'm not even going to sew it. I'm just going to staple it to the top of the... Well, here's my question, though. What are you getting out of a pillow that you can't get out of a soft top to the bed?
I don't know. I thought it was pillow or nothing. Now there's this hermaphroditic option in the middle here.
I want pillows to be changed in some way. I want the pillow... Everyone, this is the classic hack thought, right? People want to defend something that's been around forever when it's not that great. It's not that great. And people are like, well, how could this vague... How many pillows have you gone through? I've gone through this through everyone too. How many pillows have you gone through in your lifetime?
I tend to stay with the pillow itself for a while. I mean, I think you buy a pillow once and get a long use out of it.
What's
the long cases to protect them? I'm actually trying to think the last time I bought pillows, on the order of many years ago.
Many, many. So how many would you say you've gone through? Three or four in your lifetime?
Yeah, maybe. They last a long ass time if you, take care of them with pillowcases and stuff. Even if you don't, you just put a pillowcase on a gross one and there you go.
But it's the mushiness. You don't lose mushiness? You don't lose moosh in your pillow? Are you a memory foam person? Is that what we're talking about here?
No, I don't use those. I have stacks of pillows. You have a firm pillow on the bottom and then a mushy one on top, so you have the support, but then your head is something to sink into. You gotta stack your pillows.
We are going to get so many calls. Well, exactly. That's the point, is you need too many pillows. We are going to get so many calls about you saying you've only been through a few, you've had the same pillows for years. Everybody else is on the same page that, no, pillows last exactly 1 second and then they lose all their fluffiness. Are you saying that your pillow is the same fluffiness that it was day one?
No, I'm saying I just still use it.
So that even proves what we're saying, because you just don't care about the quality of your pillow. You'll just use it. You don't care anymore. You have enough.
Quality is not something. It's more about comfort and familiarity than quality. You know,
all those strange pillows. You wouldn't want to get freaked out. That's true.
Well, no, I think it's just like you. Like, clothing would feel weird if you weren't wearing clothes since before you had memories. Like, people put you in clothes. You've been on a
statement.
Yeah, you've been on a pillow that feels a certain way. Like, people raised. You know, it's the same thing where, like, Europeans will use a duvet without a top sheet, and Americans have a top sheet and a comfort. Like, whatever you're
as an American, I refuse to learn what a duvet is. But to that point of being a baby, I don't know that babies use pillows. I don't think you're allowed to use pillows with babies.
Well, because babies are just bad at using things. They'll, like, try to kill themselves on it because they're just dumb.
It's true, but this idea that we need this comfort before...
You should actually try to interview a baby for your next... try to get a caller coming in.
Hold on.
Baby to provide that.
I'm getting word now. I'm getting word from the producer.
For a toddler.
They've signed the waiver. Okay, we have a baby on the line. baby, explain yourself. Why do so many of you mess up and just get hurt on stuff? What's with that? Be better at life. Get good, bro. Okay. They are saying the baby does not speak any language, no less radio style interview English. So we're going to get back to them. Some technical difficulties. I guess it's not my fault. It's the producer's fault.
Perhaps Baby's manager and agent can provide some clarity.
Yeah,
on that,
you know, when babies walk out of interviews, it just ruins the whole sanctity of what we're trying to do here. If they're going to show up and agree to an interview, is the baby back on the... Okay. Apparently, no, there's a problem.
The building blocks are a little too enticing right
that
now.
That was it. They're back in the dressing room. They're complaining about the quality of the breast milk. Okay. Yes.
Yeah,
well, we don't
have some good snacks in the green room for the kid.
They don't tell us. You know, that's the problem. Babies don't say what they want. So what are we supposed to do? Anyway, thank you so much for calling, Adam. Your opinion was strange and possibly two-sided. We'll let you go for now.
I could provide some clarity or obfuscation on the matter, and I hope I gave your listeners some food for thought.
Very unhelpful. Garbage for thought. Okay. You are on the air. This is Hack Thought, the radio show. Pillows, should we get rid of them? How many should we get rid of? Should we wipe them from human consciousness in time immemorial? Let me know. Sir?
This is my cue, isn't it? Pillows. Do we get rid of pillows or should we keep them around? Or should we ration the pillows?
No.
Maybe pillows should be like a hierarchy.
Why would we limit pillows?
There was once upon a time a man used a rock and they...
You're the second person to say this. Is anyone getting this from anywhere or should we all just...
consider this. If you're laying in bed and an intruder comes in your room, right? What are you gonna do? Are you gonna pillow fight him to his death?
And throw my rock at him?
Are you going to club him with your perfectly round, accessible, heavy rock?
Now this is where I wish I studied better in the books I've read. I like samurais. There exists a whole genre of sword fighting, which allows you to remove your sword from your sheath. That the action is not...
Hold on.
That's not what I'm saying. The action is not removing the sword from the sheath. In other words, the martial art is... part of it is removing it from the sheath and putting it back in the sheath. It has a very specific name that I can't remember right now. Are you suggesting that we develop some sort of kata, if you will, for... which is not the right word, but as an example, a martial arts style which involves you're sleeping. There's a rock under your pillow. Awake,
this could literally be
rock.
The next pyramid scheme of this generation. You know, and listen, it's you can adapt
a couple of
it.
Kettlebells underneath your pillow and sell that on.
It can adapt to every person. Like if you're someone where you've got a better arm, you know, right? Maybe you're not good with hand-to-hand combat. You need some distance between you and said break-in person. Sleep on a pile of rocks, right? You get multiple opportunities.
You say this has to do with aim and accuracy. Okay, so let me say where you're going with this. You're saying eliminate pillows altogether. Go back
Absolutely.
To rocks as a way of self-defense
right.
and kind of also make a Billy Tybo kind of online fitness program that involves sleeping on a bed full of kettlebells that you
right.
can, now you've also got to buy stock.
$9.99, get your pillow rock. It comes with a free DVD, but if you want the entire program, you can pay a little bump. And if you want to be extra sure that you 100% are taken care of for an additional $19.99, you get a pile of rocks. Not just one,
What happens if they call now, though?
Wait, what happens if they what?
If they call now. What happens if they call now? Only if they call now, what do they get?
Listen, if they call now,
yeah.
If they call right now,
right
we'll
now.
Include the intruder for free. A fake intruder.
Okay.
Someone will drive to your house at an unknown date, and they will test you.
With
and in
tummy.
The event that you're not able to perform said actions that the program promised,
money back.
We'll give you a refund. We'll take your rocks off your hands for free.
So the problem you'll have with this exercise routine is that the before and after photos will be someone relatively out of shape, I assume, whatever that means to you. and then they will be significantly, I'd imagine, more muscle bound, but they'll also be covered in welts and bruises from sleeping on rocks.
Everything comes with a price, right? You get a couple more welts and bruises, but you also get the security of knowing that you get to sleep in peace. So that's the price you pay.
Okay, this is funny, but I'm going to throw this out there as the last thing to you, caller. If there are anthropologists, I need to reach out on further episodes. Why is everyone deciding we slept on rocks? This seems like this thing that's in the zeitgeist.
It's biblical.
It's biblical. And low.
It's biblical.
I said sleep on some rocks. I think even in 5,000 years ago, they had pillows.
Struck the man known as Jesus with a rock.
I'm pretty sure there's beds. Wait. I know this is radio, but I don't mean to get ecumenical on you. In even the story of Christmas, they're saying like, oh, they didn't even have a bed. They had to sleep on straw. So in this very poor scenario where someone has to live in a barn, they're already whining about straw not being as good as bed. So I'm pretty sure if we're going to say rocks, it's got to be like 50,000 years ago.
Yeah, I would rebuttal and say they started off the journey of baby Jesus absolutely wrong. They weren't prepared to protect him on a pile of rocks.
Yeah, then he would have muscled his way through all the issues that he had in his life. Well, what a great place to end, caller. Thank you so much for calling.
I feel like we did a good job here.
This is the Hack Thought Radio Show. You are on the air. Pillows. Are we getting rid of them or not?
Well, I don't really have much of a gripe with people needing pillows, even though I think that they could be done away with. But what bothers me is that people keep them all in one spot when we could just put padding in our pajamas and sleep anywhere we want.
This is a great point. The Mount Everest climber methodology for this, the Iron Man suit method. Yeah, no one said this before. We have all these pajamas. Why not build them into the pajamas? I didn't even think of that. So what would it be, like a big hood you could put on at the end of the night?
I don't know. I feel like there could be a lot of innovation behind it, but you don't even see one hat that fulfills the need.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when I'm on the train or something, I just wish that my baseball cap had a little pillow in the back of it. But instead, I have like a big giant heap of mattress that always takes up like one half of my room.
So I see what you're saying. You're saying that we need to live more like video games, where our whole life is contained within our wearable bodies, and we can no mattress, just lay down next to the TV, whatever, the pillow and everything comes out of you. I think that's brilliant.
We get those like those weird hyper cubes where we somehow are able to fit like 10 sleeping mats and like 5 pounds of ham in our pockets and that we can pull out whenever we want.
The ham and sleeping apparatus is on the way, I feel like. But until then, so I'm obsessed with this as well. I love things that fold and go away. Do you know about the Murphy bed?
It's the one that like in like old time, it goes in the wall and like in all the old timey shows, people fall on it and get sucked into the wall.
It goes in the wall. Yeah. And in the old time, in every single sitcom and cartoon, someone gets stuck into it. I actually looked into this and it is still a big thing. It actually takes quite a bit of like space sacrifice though, to set up a Murphy bed. You need like a perfectly flat wall too. Like you can't necessarily have like molding at the bottom. So I think you're right. Inflatable maybe is the way to do it. Maybe like, you know how those things that like you get in like first aid kits, they break with like a chemical when you smash them.
Yeah.
I think this is, I don't think this is so far off. I
honestly, if money wasn't a factor, which it is, but if it wasn't, I'd probably go with the padded room layout. And just get a nice straitjacket and just get my walls like completely soft so I can sleep everywhere and not hurt myself.
See, that's an interesting thing too. I've actually conceived that because now they make these couches. So essentially, instead of you having to decide like, oh, my couch is this size and it goes here, they make these like sectional couches that you can really customize. And one of the customizations, like this isn't even me coming up with this, one that they have for it is like, have a giant floor of couch. So I have thought about like a floor of couch. And they don't have it as like filling a room, but they definitely do have it as like this, 9 foot by 9 foot area is just couch. It's just a square. There's no edge to it. So I think these are much better solutions than almost anyone has said so far. Sleep anywhere.
I haven't really even thought about this before, but just like getting going now, I'm thinking about how much an untapped market it is. Like when you were saying that, my first thought was, I wish I could just have a piece of floor and then you take it off and there's just a little like hole with the bed in it, and you can just put it back over, and no one knows that you're in it. Like a safety bunker that you can nap in.
My significant other pointed this out to me because there's several things on TV that I think aren't real, don't exist. One is the class. There's many, but one is like the class assignment of taking care of a bag of flour. I've never known anyone that's actually done that.
Yeah, me neither.
And then the other is hiding things in floorboards. It's like, have you ever known anyone that could hide stuff in floorboards? Like, no. So I think the bed hidden in the floorboard is also brilliant. But I'm obsessed with the, because that still takes up space in your house, mm-hmm. right? You still have to build that into the floor. I'm obsessed with the wearable one, and I'm obsessed with the idea of like the ultra baby proofed house where everything is a mushy piece of furniture you can lay on. And that
honestly, I've stubbed my toe enough times that it looks really good that someone's like looking out for you that much.
I think that's the way to go. Make everything by default smushy, and when we need it to be a hard surface, we find something else. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yep.
This is Hack Thought, the radio show. You are on the air. Pillows. Take them or leave them. I suggest leave them. Where do you stand?
I think that pillows are the condiments of beds. I think that's a helpful framework to think of them in. Like, if I ordered a bed with the works, with everything, I would expect pillows on it, you know? But you could get a bed plain, and there wouldn't... I could imagine a bed... The pillow isn't essential to it being a bed, but it comes with it usually, you know?
Let's use this metaphor, because I like this metaphor. What I'm suggesting is the Hot Pocket or the, convenience store taquito or the, when they put the cheese inside the hot dog or inside the hamburger. I'm suggesting an all-in-one meal situation. I'm suggesting, why is it that we have to have condiments on the side? Where is the product that is condiments included? You don't have to worry about it.
I mean, I think you're right. I cannot think of a bed that comes with built-in pillows. They're always on the side. You got to get them off the shelf. I mean, there's other accoutrements that go on a bed with the sheets and the covers. It's hard to standardize them all, in my opinion.
What about this is another thing. The bed being made with the pillows underneath the fitted sheet. How do you feel about that?
Sewn into the mattress?
Well, I'm in favor. Let me be clear here to everyone. I'm more than fine with pillows being sewn into the mattress because I think that it's insane how many pillows I go through. It's insane having to maneuver so many different pillows. I think if you have a better quality bump for your head towards the end to put your head on, any pillows on top of it are only going to be better if you have to use pillows.
I see what you're saying.
It's not like that would be so harmful to the average bed user to have that bump at the end of the bed so that you can have a pillow there. But
if you're going to go and make the bed all-inclusive like that, the pillows need to be attached to a headboard also. I don't understand why that's a separate thing. If you're going to build into the bundle, into the home and auto bundle of the bed, the pillows, then it should come with a headboard.
You are the first person on this broadcast to say the word headboard. I'll tell you this. I had a headboard, which I thought was genius, and it was really cheap. It was a headboard that was also like a bookshelf, and I'd never seen that before. It's like, why do I have...
This doesn't sound earthquake safe to me.
Well, I don't live near earthquakes. so it's pretty easy in that regard. I don't know how people in areas with earthquakes clean their ears with Q-tips. Obviously, the Q-tip manufacturers tell you not to do it anyway. I do it. I don't recommend you do it for legal reasons, but obviously I do it. How do you cut your nails? Either way, I thought that was brilliant. Why do I have a nightstand? So you're the first person to mention headboards, RE headboards. Someone mentioned Murphy beds. Where is the Murphy bed of pillows? Why can't my pillows flurp up, especially decorative pillows, they flurp up onto the headboard like a kind of like drawstring? What if all of your decorative... Now I got it. What if all of your decorative pillows are attached via a sort of zipline harness apparatus, and you pull your bed when you want to go to bed, you pull this rope, and this rope is actually several other ropes, and then your pillows zoom go right up, those decorative pillows go right up, and they line up really nice and straight at the top of your headboard. And that's how you can qualify decorative pillows. It just zunk, zips right up. I may have to create for our fans, like, one of those bad CGI animations that explains how people get hurt on, like, using bath products, like, to show how it will zunk right up when you pull the wire.
Yeah, you need a wire there, because I mean, a pillow in the wrong place will keep me awake for hours. That's definitely something that makes me toss and turn. But if you're going to add all these zip lines and stuff, I feel like these beds should also have a canopy. That's something that's fallen off of a lot of modern beds. You know.
Okay, now we're talking.
It'd be a great place to put your pillow so you could pull the string, have the pillows fall from the canopy through the zip line into place.
This is just mousetrap at this point. But I do also think there's something to this, to the zip line model, that, like, maybe what we need to deal with is tension, like a hammock scenario, that there is a netting underneath the sheet or underneath the pillow top, and that you can, with a little winch, use a little winch, like a kind of winch, lift up the pillow top as much as you want with a net to make a pillow height. I think we've got it. Thank you so much for calling. I think we've made this problem better or worse. I can't tell.
Oh, you're welcome.
Another episode of Hack Thought Radio Show down the drain. What a fun time we had today. Look, I will never close any topic. You want to call up 1 week and tell me about pillows weeks from now? Go ahead. Let me assure you, one of the reasons I find Hack Thoughts endlessly amazing is because I am never bored by them. I am still talking about the fact that I don't think salt as a seasoning has earned its place on the dinner or diner table. Still thinking about it. I thought about that idea 5 years ago. Still haven't stopped thinking about it. Let me know what you thought about pillows. Let me know about what you thought about people's answers here. If you're a pillow manufacturer and you want to talk to me, maybe. You know, I'd be interested. I'd be interested to talk to somebody that actually manufactures pillows. I'd be interested to talk to anyone. If you are an engineer and you want to build me this weird pillow top as well, I don't have the money to do it, but I'm happy. We have built stuff before. Talking about Hack Thoughts, I had someone who, Bill, who called. He hates watches, so we tried to build him a watch. Didn't work. It's tailored to him, but we're going to try again. This is the show. This is the show. You have anything come sideways this way or something else, we will talk about it. Now, just because the topic is pillows for this show didn't mean you couldn't call up and say something else. Doesn't mean you can't call up weeks and weeks and weeks from now and tell me about it. I am thinking for the next episode, we are going to do a classic hack thought. Shoes. Okay? Everything about shoes. Obviously, the classic hack thought is, should we get rid of shoelaces? That's a classic. That's a staple in our hack thought diet. Should we get rid of shoelaces? Why haven't we gotten rid of shoelaces? What's the situation with getting rid of shoelaces? Do you, like I, remember the shoelaceless craze from the early thousands of elastic things? Have your thoughts on shoelaces. Reach out to us at the number. This has been Hack Thought Radio Show, a WCRS radio production, Columbus Community Radio. Thank you for tuning in.